Led Zeppelin. All of My Love here in the mix on 90.7 WKGC FM and HD.
Here when you need us. And I'm still Tom Hoots.
I'm Caleb Jordan.
And I'm Jason Hedden.
And Jason, as we keep explaining to every Thursday, that you are the chair of visual and performing arts.
I am.
You are? You remember that?
I do. I remember
and
that.
And there's always something neat going on down there. That's why we've invited you up on Thursdays.
Oh, that's why.
And we don't really like you, but that's
well,
okay.
Well, there's our annual cup show. At 12th annual cup show is going on right now.
It is. And Caleb and I were both there on opening night.
Ooh.
And
That's why he bought the set of cups, one for you and one for him.
Mm-hmm.
Tom.
Aww.
It is the holiday season.
It is the holiday season.
Yeah, I noticed. I got there a little late for the opening, and if you've never been to our gallery, when an item is purchased, a blue sticker goes next to the name tag.
Mm-hmm.
And there were quite a few blue stickers when I got there an hour in, and Pavel pointed out the fact that Tom had already claimed one of the best cups.
I generally get there when they open. It's always a neat show. And Caleb and I were talking about the Praying Mantis Cup, which was amazing.
That was cool.
That was just absolutely amazing cup.
So for the listeners who may be confused, like cup show, what are you talking about? So in the Amelia Center Gallery, it's one of our annual art exhibits, and it just so happens it's a juried show, so artists from all over the country, sometimes from all over the world. I think we have one submission from Asia, Pavel said, this year. And so it's a juried show, so they're handpicked. So they're technically vessels, though that can be wide-ranging. You know, there's one there that looks like it's made out of folded fabric.
I couldn't figure out what to do with it. I was so fascinated by that. You're talking about the blue one, right? I was just so fascinated
like
by that.
A blue shop towel wrapped around.
That's what it looks like, But it's all ceramic. And I got a couple myself. They're like one-of-a-kind holiday gifts, and so the exhibit is still open through December 6th. Gallery hours are Monday through Thursday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Friday, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Actually, you know what? It's actually going to be through December 8th, because we've got a holiday concert on December 6th and 8th, and Pavel's always really great about leaving the exhibit open. So if you come to the holiday concert, or concerts, December 6th at 7:30. That's the Singing Commodores and the Jazz Ensemble. They're performing. Free concert. We do accept non-perishable food items that we'll donate to local food banks. And the second concert is Sunday, December 8th at 2:30, and that's the Concert Chorale and the Concert Band. So you can see the cup show and attend a free concert and support the local community. Bring some non-perishable food items. We've done that every year and donate to food banks.
Yeah, and the cups stay there.
Good point. Till the exhibit's over.
Yeah, the cups that I bought will be there until the exhibit's over. I go pick them up in December.
Yeah, but that little handwritten note, Tom, was a little unprofessional.
Okay, well,
Tom bought these scribbled out in Sharpie post-it and stuck to the side of the cup. That was tacky. We removed that.
Okay, you put a blue sticker on instead.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, all right. But no, if you don't, it's kind of strange. The first time somebody told me about the cup show, I said, what? They've gotten into the wacky weed again down at that end of campus. What is a cup show? And then I went down there and I went, ooh, this is fun. Anyway, very impressive. It's amazing what you can do. You can say, okay, make a vessel that holds something, and we'll do an art show out of it. And it's amazing what people come up with.
Yeah, I have to admit, I rarely use mine, and they tell me every year you can use these. I've got one in my office. Mm-hmm. It's actually modeled after a travel mug, but it's got this ornate peacock design on it, peacock feather, and it has a cork cap, and I can't possess myself to use it. I think of it more as a piece of art. So you can use it as art, or you can use it as a functional vessel, or
and
both.
When you have that someone who's really hard to buy something for the holidays, it's great, because this they don't have. Where you buy one down there, they don't have one, because there is only one of those, and there's only ever going to be one.
That's true.
So when Caleb gets up on Christmas morning and goes to the Christmas tree and unwraps that Praying Mantis cup, he'll say, nobody else has one.
Tom,
like
don't
this.
Get my hopes up. All right. Well, we got to take a quick break, and we will be back shortly with Jason Hedden here on The Mix.